Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello. Welcome to Relax.
Hi.
You probably have no idea who this is.
Who's this stranger? Hello, stranger.
My voice sounds so weird. You actually probably are thinking, oh, is the sound cutting out? Because my voice goes in and out. This is Colleen Ballinger. It is, in fact, not an imposter. This is the real Colleen Ballinger.
I can attest to that. Yeah, you're right in front of me. I see you. You are.
I am.
Colleen
and you
Ballinger.
Are?
I'm Eric Stockland.
You did it. You introduced yourself. I obviously lost my voice. I had shows this weekend in Memphis and Tennessee and Nashville and Tennessee. And the shows were great. The audiences were lovely. But my voice, I loved it in Memphis, guys. Okay. That's where it is now.
I feel like my relax should this week should be your voice. Like you should relax your voice.
I really should. That means
I'm worried about your little cords and your little throaties.
So guys, guess what? That means this week's episode is just Eric. And
we'll see.
I'm just kidding.
I could try and talk most of the time, but I feel like you'll put up a fight. I feel like voice or no voice, you're still going to try and say some words.
Well, because I was on tour trying to save my voice, we couldn't talk on the phone. I was trying to stay on vocal rest. So we did not talk really at all the last few days. And so then I got home. And when you have a 4-year-old and 1-year-old twins, they don't let you have a conversation.
No.
So like I've been home since
we haven't talked
like
in 5 days.
And I literally haven't spoken to you. It's now like 9:30, 10 at night.
Texts, you know?
So
you sent me lots of TikToks.
I'm really happy that we're doing the podcast now because I like get to
me
talk
too.
To you.
Yeah.
So I know I shouldn't be talking, but like I'm excited. So we have a fun episode. Flynn was desperate to do a truck of the day.
I stumbled upon a truck of the day. I was with the babies. Then I saw you guys in here and I was like, you're
not only do we have a truck of the day.
Stole my job.
We have two truck of the days.
What?
And we have so much to talk about.
At one point he ran in, he grabbed a snack. He goes, hi, Dada. He grabbed a snack and then ran back in here. And he said, oh, just grabbing a snack of the day. Is there a snack of the day too?
There's a lot happening.
Okay.
You'll hear it in a little bit. But
I
first,
love it.
First, lovey, who needs to relax today?
Well, like I said, I feel like you should be on vocal rest, your voice. As you pop a Ricola.
Yes.
Those work for you?
No. But I don't think they're trying to put any.
It's just like a candy,
anything.
Right? Does Ricola do anything for anybody?
I don't know.
I was going to talk about the idea of coincidence.
Okay.
Coincidence makes me uncomfortable.
So do you think it's like a spiritual like experience? Like what do you think it is?
Maybe spiritual is not the right word, but I feel uncomfortable when like extreme coincidences happen.
Why? Like, because if it's just a coincidence, then it shouldn't make you uncomfortable. Like a coincidence would be something that's like, oh, what a coincidence, whatever.
I know,
but like if it's like.
But when it's really strange, and I want to give you an example since I haven't got to talk to you. I took our son, I don't want to dox this person, so I'm not going to say where in case they're still camping there. But I took our son spontaneously. I had to go pick up a chicken item and then far away. And we were driving back and we were driving past a lake. And so I was like, well, there's a lake on a map. Like, and it's just me and Flynn, like adventure time. I'm going to pull over at this lake and we're going to explore this lake and have some, you know, lake fun.
Okay.
Fish maybe. Another thing I'll get to later. So we pull into this like campground lake area And it is a sea of RVs, which is another thing I could get into, is the idea of camping, as I know it as a child, has now become something completely different, which maybe we're a part of because we did the whole RV camping thing.
Yeah, it was so fun.
And it was so fun. But camping now, when you go to a campsite, there's no tents. Nobody is in a tent. Everybody is in a very expensive RV attached to a pickup truck or et cetera. It seems like a very expensive hobby. But in any case, it's like there's a sea of people doing that. And then as I'm going through this, like, you know, kind of this old campground, whatever, like, you know, it is what it is. There's like a stop sign because there is like the general store of this campground. And I see this woman jogging towards me who looks kind of out of place because she looks like fancy for this campground. She looks like, you know, a little out of place, like her attire, and she's the short haircut. And I'm, as she's running towards the stop sign, jogging, exercising, I'm like coming up to the stop sign, and then all of a sudden she's like going to take a right in front of my car. And so I stop and I go, "You can go ahead." And she waves back at me and smiles. And then I'm like, "Oh, that's Pink." It is.
What?
It is, you know, Grammy winning recording artist Pink.
Are you serious?
Right directly in front of our.
How did you not tell me this?
Because we haven't talked and I was saving it for now.
In front of our
minivan. And I go, That's fucking Pink, you know? And I looked in my rearview mirror, and as it's funny, as she ran by, she's wearing a baseball hat, like, down. But as she ran by, she took off the hat to, like, furrow her hair or, you know, whatever. And it absolutely was 100%. And I was like, huh. And I've never met her, but we've seen her before at, like, things.
I've met her.
Was she nice?
Very nice. I interviewed her when I interviewed people for Ellen at some award show.
Oh, right.
She's very
at,
nice.
Yeah, when we were at the People's Choice Awards, they were doing some like honor for her that year. But I was just like, huh. But I'm just with Flynn. You know what I mean? So I'm not gonna be like, "Yo, Flynn, that's Pink." So I'm like, Flynn has no idea who Pink is. Like, how would you know? He's not aware of Pink. He listens to truck songs and watches, you know, cartoon. Like, he doesn't know. Like, so it was just kind of like an internal, like, that's bizarre. That was like a bizarre thing to happen at a stop sign.
And this was a coincidence?
Because I'm not in Los Angeles. So, like, you know what I mean? If in Los Angeles, I'd be like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen a lot of people at stop signs. Sure. But it was this. What was your question?
That was a coincidence?
Well, so then the next day, I'm hanging out with Flynn, just us, and he's singing to himself. And he's singing a song with, like, lyrics that I've never heard. And we're at the kitchen island, and I go, "Flynn, what are you singing?" And he's like, "Oh, it's just a song by this person, Pink." And I go, "What?" He's like, "Oh, I'm singing this song," and he starts to tell me he's singing a song by someone named Pink, and I'm like,
"What is it?"
I'm like, "You got to be kidding me!" And so then I opened up my Spotify, and I go to, like, Pink's top hits, and the second song, like "Free Fallin'" or something, he's like, "Oh yeah, this is the one. This is what I'm singing. It's a song I've never heard, never played for him. Someone else must have, like, you or someone else.
I don't know,
but he was like, he just happened to be the next day.
It was, you know who's going to freak out about this, and who it probably was our nanny.
Yeah.
She loves Pink.
Well, yeah, then of course.
Because who wouldn't? But she, like, really loves her. So, like, she probably shows it to her, but she's going to freak out when she finds this out.
Oh, well, I have to tell her.
Yeah.
But it was so weird to me that, like, that happened. And I didn't have any mention of it at all. You know what I mean? Then me and Flynn went fishing and we hiked and then we drove back to where we live. And then the next day, he was just singing that song and it was her, which he's never sung a Pink song for me. He's never sung any song where I'm like, "What is that?" You know what I mean? Like, I'd never heard that song. Yeah. And I just thought it was such a bizarre coincidence.
Interesting.
And the other day I was trying to leave our driveway. And I saw that our neighbor was here, and I was in a rush, and I didn't want to have a conversation with this neighbor. I was like, "Oh no, I gotta get out of this driveway as fast as I can." And so, like, I see the neighbor, like, I look up in the rearview mirror, and I see him, like, kind of almost see me. And so I'm like, "Okay, get out of here." Start to pull out of a driveway. An Amazon delivery truck kind of all of a sudden just backs somehow, like, completely lengthwise across the driveway from the neighbor's driveway, blocking the exit. And I'm like, "Oh no, I'm stuck." And they're out of their truck and making a delivery at someone else's house. And then I see the neighbor in the rearview mirror walking towards the car. And then I got stuck in a conversation, but it felt exactly like in the Truman Show when they're like, "Oh no, we're not ready for him yet. Or we got to keep him here."
Oh, right.
That I was like very purposefully, I don't know if that's exactly coincidence, but like it was another moment I wanted to tell you about.
I thought you were going to say he was like, oh, Pink's in the house.
And it was Pink.
I thought that's what you were going to say.
And the Amazon delivery driver was Pink. You know, it was just like another example this week of like, it felt too staged.
Yeah.
It felt too surreal to be real.
Yeah. I don't know, love. It's crazy.
Surreal to be real.
Yeah, I don't know.
Title of my memoir.
I think coincidences are cool.
It is cool. I'm not saying it's not cool.
I do feel like a lot of times.
But it makes me uncomfortable.
Coincidences, like, I don't feel are coincidences. I feel like they're like supposed to happen that way because,
right.
You know, whatever you want to think or believe.
But so like, what's going on with Pink?
Maybe she's supposed to be in your life for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that was an actual coincidence that I was singing a Pink song after you saw Pink.
It was very strange because he doesn't sing. He doesn't sing pop star songs, like really. Like
he sings Miley Cyrus quite a lot.
Sometimes he'll sing, yeah, Party in the USA or the Flower song now. But it's usually he's talking to himself about trucks or singing about trucks, you know. Mm-hmm. It's rare.
Yeah, that's crazy, lovey.
I
can't believe your best saw friends with Pink.
Waved at me, just waved and smiled at me.
I think Flynn would love her.
Eye contact and everything.
Flynn would love her music. First of all, he'd love her music. But two.
Well, yeah, of course.
Right now, he is obsessed with the color Pink. He's gone through so many different favorite colors. It was green for a while because of garbage trucks. And it was blue for a minute. It was red for a while. And now it is Pink, all Pink. Like he loves.
Now I'm freaking out because his favorite color is Pink. He wanted to paint his nails Pink this week. And I'm sitting next to a chicken that he named
Pink.
Pink, this is what I'm talking about. This doesn't freak you out? This isn't blowing your mind?
No, I think our kid likes the color Pink. Ah. Anyway.
And then I saw Pink at a campground.
Yeah, we should say thanks to our first sponsor. It's not Pink, though, unfortunately.
Can you imagine if Pink was just like sponsoring podcasts?
She's asking us
just
to
like talk about her?
Anyway, no, it's actually Helix.
Oh, if I could lie down right now on our Helix mattress.
That sounds amazing. Oh man, guys, I am so excited to get on our Helix mattress tonight. I am so tired. Whenever I travel, I realize how much I miss our Helix mattress, how much I miss our bed, because I don't get to sleep very much when I'm on tour. It's only like a few hours a night, and it's always on hotel beds, which, you know, hotel beds can be great, but like, man, nothing compared to that Helix mattress.
Nothing like a home mattress, like a home Helix mattress. I've slept on some horrible hotel mattresses.
Yeah, so have I. Oh my gosh. So we've had ours for over a year and it's
been longer than, almost a year and a half.
It's been a while, but it's been great. And we love it. It's helped our sleep so much. It's helped our backs. It's helped us just to feel more cozy. And our kids love it. Our pets love it. We love it.
I like just sometimes.
Spiders love it. There was a spider crawling across it yesterday. What? Or not yesterday, the day before I left for tour. A spider crawled across my leg.
I don't think they would want you saying that.
I'm just saying everyone loves it, even spiders. I don't think spiders come with the mattress. Our house has a lot of spiders in it.
Okay, because it seemed like you were implying there's spiders in the mattresses.
They don't have spiders in their mattresses. Of course they don't.
Okay.
I've never seen a spider on the mattress until we moved to a house with lots of spiders.
Okay, coincidence?
You'd have to admit.
Coincidence? Anyway. I think not.
Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. The Helix lineup includes 14 unique mattresses, including a collection of luxury models, a mattress for big and tall sleepers, and even mattresses made for kids. So how do you know which Helix mattress is best for you? Well, you just take the Helix Sleep Quiz. It's super funsies. And you find out your perfect mattress in just under 2 minutes. I actually love taking it. I thought it was fun. We found out that we obviously are side sleepers, so we have the Midnight Luxe. It's
like butt a
medium firmish mattress. It's lovely. It's pretty wonderful, and it's shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than to sleep on it in your own house, and that is why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Everyone's unique. Everyone sleeps differently. And that is why they have seven different models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. They have models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side like we do. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body like a baby for essential support in stomach and back sleep
positions.
Who is
this stranger co-hosting the podcast with me?
I don't know. You're actually definitely... if you sleep, you're not supposed to sleep on your stomach if you're a baby. So don't quote me on that. I was just saying, like, you
but
sleep
I'm doing
like
it now as an older man.
Yeah.
Just to try it out.
Plus, they have enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if your spine needs some extra 10 to 11 care, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design, combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top.
Now you're getting technical.
Perfect combination of comfort and support.
I didn't know you knew so much about Helix mattresses. Like, you know, the whole engineering.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with me reading it, but I also just love them so much.
Sometimes when something is so comfortable, you want to like know about like what's going on in there.
It
sounds like you've done a deep dive.
I love
it. Yeah.
It's my passion. We love it and you guys will too. And not only is this mattress the best we've ever slept on, but the setup is really fast and easy. They deliver straight to your door for free, like I said, and it's really fun to unbox them. They kind of like...
It's all smushed in a box.
Super funsies. And yeah, it's super fun. 10 to 15 year warranty, depending on the model. And if you don't want to take our word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress model picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It is even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering up to 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/relax. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/relax. Like I said, with Helix, better sleep starts now. Okay, Levy, can I tell you who I think needs to relax?
Please, I would love to hear so much.
It's me.
Aww.
I'm the problem. It's me.
Yeah.
I've been...
That's Taylor Swift.
I've been so desperate to do this podcast episode with you.
Yeah.
Since the day after we recorded the last one.
You have so much to say?
No, something happened. I lied.
What?
I am a huge hypocrite. And I'm the worst. Well, I completely lied.
What'd you lie about?
So, do you remember the last episode? You went to this whole spiel about like buying clothes on Instagram ads. And like, you were like, don't you do this? Don't you get fashion ads on Instagram? And you like buy clothes on Instagram and like, not just on Instagram, like social media ads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The next day or like shortly thereafter or something, I got a box of clothes that I had bought because of an Instagram ad.
I know, you do it all the time, especially for the babies. You do it
time. I know, but I said that on the podcast. I was like, when we recorded it, I was like, oh,
I
do this
exactly
for the babies.
What you said.
But it was clothes for me. And I
opened it. You buy clothes for you. I know, that's what I said. And then you're like, no, I don't. But
I know, but
I'm
totally
the one who
like
picks
insane.
Them up at the end of the driveway and brings them up.
I completely lied and was completely insane. I was like, I've never done that. What are you talking about?
I don't do that. I don't know if we can play it back, but I'm pretty sure I called you a liar in real time.
As you should, because like the next day I was like, wait a minute.
What was it?
I literally opened a box of random stuff I'd bought from Instagram ads. And like, I have a whole vlog titled like, clothes
buying
I bought from Instagram ads.
Like, how are people supposed to trust anything you say on this podcast?
They shouldn't. I'm a liar. I'm a liar. So anyway.
Can we talk about your aesthetic right now? Because you're wearing a monochrome purple sweatshirt that is your own merch that says... California.
I have been awake.
And then you're wearing pants
hours.
That are also purple. And then also show your water bottle. Can you reach it?
Yeah, it's like a lavender.
It's the same
pink.
Exact color as your sweatshirt. This is like a whole.
Different.
It's very matchy matchy.
Like
it's a whole vibe.
Well,
no, but I like it.
I didn't
it.
Know I was going to be judged at 10 at night with my husband. I thought you wouldn't
and then
care.
And then you throw them with the socks. You just kind of.
What's what?
You gotta switch
what?
It
okay.
up on them.
I literally.
With the socks, you're like, I'm
not,
going turquoise? What are these socks?
Are you blind? They're blue. First of all, not turquoise. Do you know,
well,
what, do you know what turquoise looks like?
I know. Yeah, but they're not blue blue.
What's turquoise?
They're not
explain
like a true
to
blue.
Me turquoise.
How many different kinds of blue are there?
I'm
turquoise
just asking
is like
you
a rock. It's like a greenish rock with.
Greenish.
Stuff
yeah, it's like
in
a
it.
Greenish. Yeah, this is a blue sock. Anyway.
But it's not
I did
blue.
Not expect to come in
baby
here having
blue,
you
maybe?
Judging my outfit. Like I thought with my husband,
I
I'd
said,
be able
can
to,
we talk about as a complimentary way to see,
I
say
honestly,
that it's
can
working
I just
for
tell you,
you?
I didn't even know I was wearing purple pants with a purple sweatshirt. When you said that, I looked down. I was like, oh, I guess so.
No, but
I didn't
it's,
even
but it's
know.
Just even because this is like a monochrome purple
it wasn't
sweatshirt
on purpose.
And your water bottle
I'm wearing
exactly
purple
matches
pants,
it.
And I happen to have a purple water bottle.
What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Coincidence? But
anyway, I didn't like plan it. I didn't care. Okay. So I wanted to say that.
Seems like you tried real hard.
And then
is
also,
your phone case purple too?
Probably. I don't know. Okay. Another thing, this doesn't necessarily have to relax. I wrote down a few things. Okay.
Okay.
This doesn't necessarily have to relax, but it's just like something I noticed over the weekend that I was like, huh, that's kind of weird. Okay. Have you ever noticed when you're in an airport, mm-hmm. they almost always talk about how like the flight's full or whatever. And like, okay, you're going to have to check your bags, your carry-ons, whatever.
Every time. They've never said, hey, this flight's not too full. Don't worry about your bags.
But you know what
they've
they
never
say?
Said that. They
you
say every
they
time.
Say? And it bugged me, and it shouldn't. That every time I heard it, like for any gate, they go, We have a very, very full flight today. But what does that mean?
But it's always full.
But like, isn't it just full? Like, what's the difference between full, a full flight, and a very, very, very full flight? Like, what's
the difference?
A few
empty seats versus like none?
A full would mean full, would mean there's no empty seats, would it not?
Yeah, it seems like a definable number, statistic.
Like full to me means like it's full. Like you can't fit anymore because it's full.
Well,
so like, why would you say
else?
Very, very full? Like, is that more than regular full?
Think about a cup. If you have like a full cup of water, but if you have a very full cup of water, maybe it might
but
spill.
But humans are not, I mean, we are made of a lot of water, but like.
Yeah, I think we're like 90 something percent
you
water.
You are such a scientist. My favorite Tell me thing I'm about
wrong.
You.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm calling you a scientist. No, but. Tell me, you can't have more than the amount of people on a plane. I mean, sometimes they overbook, but like, that's not what they mean by this. So why don't they just say we have a full flight? They never say it's a full flight today. They always go, it is a very, very extremely full flight.
Can I play the other side?
Of course.
I think it's because people, when they're traveling, are a mess and they're probably very hard to deal with en masse.
That's true.
And so if I worked for an airline at the gate or on the plane, I would be like, oh my God, all these people are all going to be just such a mess and so demanding and just a total farting all the time. And there's nothing I can do about it. And they're all going to be kind of rude to me, you know, and I'm just going to
so
try
I'm
gonna and
say
keep
very it. Full instead
yeah,
of full.
So
like that's their revenge.
Well, because I feel like they have to say that because otherwise people aren't going to understand that.
Yeah,
like,
I guess that's true.
Yes, those overheads towards the back, especially like there's going to be nowhere to put your bag. So just check it. It's going to be easier for you. We're doing it for free at this point. Like, sorry, it's a little more inconvenient. You're going to have to wait for your bag like when we land. But like, as opposed to us being here for an extra half hour because all you fart factories are trying to find space to put your bags because you all brought them on instead of like checking them when we are offering to do that for free at this point. So now I'm going to say we are very full. Emphasis.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I'm not shading the people who work at airports and in airplanes.
I know you're not. No.
Because I
was just trying to
job sounds
I
not very fun because it sounds like you just deal with people who are entitled
terrible.
And
I mean,
mean and rude
I'm
and
sure
farting
there's
all the
great
time.
Great perks too, but like I'm just trying to like I'm just offering the other side of that. But I have never heard anyone at a gate be like, "Hey guys, what's up? It's like very chill today. There's going to be lots of room. You're all going to be able to fit your bags. Like, so don't stress about it. Like, we got
well,
you."
Well, no one would say that anyway. But like, I've been on flights where they're not very, but anyway, it doesn't matter. I just noticed, I was like, that's so interesting. That
the
they
last flight I've been on that wasn't full was like 10 years ago. Like,
okay, I have more.
Good. I'm glad. I have more too.
Okay. So this is more like, we already know this. I don't even know why I wrote this down, but like, you already know this. Everyone already knows this, but I wrote it down. It was on because I was on the plane and they offered me a drink. Not like a drink. I mean, they did offer me a drink, but I didn't get a drink. I got a drink.
Why are you saying a drink like that?
Because like a drink is like alcohol.
What is what? Is that how
like
they say it to
you? You would have gotten on a plane.
What do you mean? What that sounded accusatory.
No, it's just like they offer you like an alcoholic drink on the plane sometimes.
Were you in first class?
Yes.
Oh, that's when they do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can buy one in the back.
When you're in first class, like you board first and then they're immediately like, do you want a glass of champagne
and it's like 5 a.m.
Yeah. As the peasants board around you.
Peasants.
Like, well, you know what I mean? Like,
I wasn't in first class the last flight.
I've literally been in first class like twice in my life. Like, and never before.
They do make you feel like they make you like walk past all the people in first.
Yeah.
Well, so
yeah.
Weird.
That was, I didn't for the wrong verbiage maybe, but like you're walking like everybody else that's not in first has to walk on as you're like already in champagne and they know they can't order a drink or food or anything for like an hour and a half. You know what I mean? Like it's messed up.
That's so annoying.
I'm saying it's messed up. It's saying they shouldn't give you champagne.
Well, they give you a drink at first class right when you board, and then they're like, they take it away 2 seconds later.
Right. Yeah. It's stupid because they're like, and then, all right, now
we're
rolling
about to
around.
Take off.
Yeah.
Like, but anyway, okay. So,
so you
I
have
ordered,
to pound that
I
champagne.
Ordered a Coke, as I always do. Are we surprised?
No.
I ordered a Coke and
a cola.
They were about to bring it to me. I was like, oh, you can just bring it with. I've started to ask for people to bring it just with the meal because I don't want to drink it until I have my meal. Like, I don't like when like they bring my
drink.
They're
not going to give you a meal immediately.
I know. That's why I say don't bring the drink until the meal comes. You know what I'm saying?
So they're like, do you want a pre-flight drink? And you said,
no,
Coke,
not the pre-flight. No. It was when they were taking orders for dinner.
Okay. Got it.
But even at restaurants, and I've started doing this, I don't know if you've noticed, a couple of times we've been to restaurants, they'll ask me, what do you want to drink? And I'll tell them a Coke, but can I wait till I have my food? Because I know I won't take a sip of it until I eat my food. And it's just sitting on the table and the ice is melting in it. And it's getting like,
You know what's funny is that I just noticed this last week when we went on a date night, and I thought it was like so assertive, and I've never seen you be assertive in any context.
I don't want to waste the Coke.
But like for a warmy Coke, you're like, I'm going to be assertive for this. And it was kind of hot.
Assertive? I wasn't rude. I was like, I said it nicely.
No, I know you said it nicely, but I'm just like usually you're like, oh, it's fine, whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever you want. Like, no, it's okay. But with this, you're like, I would like my Coke delivered with the meal.
And I did not say it like that.
You didn't say it like that, but it was assertive. And it was like,
he said, what would you like to drink? And I said, I would like a Coke. Is there any way that I could get it when the meal comes out, please? Like I said it, like, is there any way, like if it's not too much trouble, like I said it like that. I did not say it all
okay,
rude.
Real housewife.
Anyway, so I ordered a Coke, right? The Coke comes and I drink it after I eat my like whatever meal they brought me. I don't even remember what it was. Oh, I think it was like a cheese and fruit plate or something like that. It's what they gave us for dinner. Anyway, I have my Coke how I always have my Coke, which means I didn't have much of it.
Yeah.
So they come to take away the food and they take the food, but they wouldn't take the Coke away because they thought there's no way she's done drinking that because I took approximately 2 sips of it. And so then they finally came back. I was like, can you take this? They're like, you're done? I was like, yeah, I'm done. And they took the Coke away. Now, this is always so embarrassing for me because I feel like I am chugging my drinks, like whether it's a coffee or a Coke or water or whatever. And it always looks like I haven't taken a sip of it. Have you ever noticed this about me? You have noticed with coffees. Whenever you get me coffee, you think it's a full coffee that I don't drink it.
Yeah. Anytime which is not in the past couple of years. When you used to drink coffee, you would get coffee every day and then not drink it.
Yeah.
And take like 2 sips.
I would drink it.
And I do also like pour out about 6 to 9 Coca-Colas into the dish sink.
From how many times? What are you saying? A day?
A day.
No, you do not pour out 6 to 9
Coke
a day.
Cans everywhere. They're literally, the house is lousy with them.
I have one Coke can a day. I have one with dinner. I don't have one the rest of the day. I really don't.
As we've established, you openly lie and admit to lying on this podcast.
Oh my God, shut up.
You drink way more Cokes than that a day and
that
you drink
is
only
not
sips
true.
Of them and I have to dump out the cans
in
and
my
recycle
defense,
them.
In
constantly.
My defense, they're the mini can Cokes. They're not the big ones. They're the mini ones.
You are admitting it.
No.
Wow, you folded under cross-examination quickly.
No, I didn't.
That you drink the mini Cokes and they're everywhere.
I do drink the mini. I never
probably go
deny
grab three
drinking
off
mini
the kitchen
Cokes.
Counter right now.
Oh wait, I never deny drinking mini Cokes. Of course,
but
I drink.
But you only have one a day.
I have one with dinner at night. A can of Coke. I don't have a can of Coke the rest of the day. I really
Where do you
don't.
Get your Coke during the day?
From whatever fast food place I ordered
right,
lunch
cause
from.
Right, because there is more Cokes.
Of course, but it's not a can. Anyway, the point
you can't
is,
can't handle the truth.
I need to relax, and my drinking abilities of beverages. I'm so bad. Like I don't want to drink. A drink. I want a sip. I want to taste it. And that's it. I need it, but like, I desperately need it. Like I can't eat. I cannot have fast food if I don't have a Coke. It is not an option. Like if there's only water, I cannot eat it, but I have to have a Coke, but I only want like 2 sips of it.
Can I relate on an airplane? I think it's wild that when they ask you what drink you want, you know, Coke, what, ginger ale typically I'll get in an airplane because I'm like a little bit like, you know, nauseous from the motion. And then they fill up a cup with ginger ale and then they dump the rest of the can on. And I'm like, we're on this plane. It's moving around. Like, I don't feel good. And now I'm like stressed about this full glass of ginger ale and then the rest of the can. And also, I don't want to have to pee.
Yeah.
I desperately don't want to have to pee. So I'm not going to like chug this so that I'm not worried
I
about
say
it
I don't need
spilling.
The can. I do that now. Let
now
me.
I say I don't want the can. Yeah. Cause like, why are you trying to make us pee so much on this airplane and spill stuff as this plane's moving around? Like, so yes, I feel like we're overhydrated or over fluided on planes
yeah,
for sure.
So
I can relate.
Well, it's just that I hate my drinking habits. That like, I desperately, I'm like, oh my God, I'm craving this. So I need a vanilla latte. Like I have to have it. I'm going to die if I don't have an iced vanilla latte right now. And then I get it and I'm like, oh my God, I take a sip. I'm like, this is amazing. Exactly what I wanted. But then once the sip is done, I had it. I don't want it anymore. What's that about? How do people just like sip on a drink all day? I don't get that.
I think that's undiagnosed OCD. You know what I mean?
What?
You get fixated. OCD? You get fixated on a thing. And then
you know what OCD is?
No.
I don't think that's what OCD is.
It's like it's an obsessive, compulsive.
No, it's not.
Where you're like, I for dopamine, I need this Coca-Cola right now. This will make me happy.
You're explaining ADHD right now.
Oh, is that what I meant to say? And then you move on.
I get bored with it immediately. I'm like, I have to have this. I need it. I hyperfixate on it. I can't have anything else. I have to have it. And then I have it. And I'm like, oh, well, I had it. Because I've never seen you
do that anywhere else in life.
Because I'm satisfied with it. So it's like, if I'm satisfied and I got to say, why would I keep drinking it? You know? Like, why do you keep drinking it?
Because
like you have a drink right there. Like, why do you keep drinking it? Like you already had a taste of it. You know what I mean? No?
How broad can this go? Does this affect other aspects of your life?
No, I'm talking about Coca-Cola.
Specifically Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Not our marriage.
What? What are you saying?
You've already had it.
No, what? You're not a drink after fast food. You're my husband.
So you just need a sip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Because I got the taste.
What about like your cookies? Do you just take a bite? Do you finish the whole cookie?
Oh, see, that's a great point. That's a great argument. You just made me sound really stupid. That was good.
I wasn't trying to debate you.
No, I'm just saying that was a good point. Because like, yeah, of course, if I taste the cookie, it's delicious. I want to keep eating it.
So like our marriage.
I literally make no sense.
Like our marriage.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm trying to mix metaphors here.
Some bad metaphors.
So with Coca-Cola specifically.
And water and coffee and any drink I ever get.
Just any liquid.
Yes.
That you ingest. Uh-huh. You just want a little bit.
Desperately want it. And then once I have it, I just want a sip of it. And then I'm like, wow, it quenched my thirst. I'm done.
Maybe your body is rejecting it because it knows it's like horribly bad for you.
Water?
Like Coca-Cola.
But I do it with water.
But you're carrying around this water jug. What's in there? Water?
Water for like 7 weeks.
And that'll last you like 7 days.
This is what I'm saying.
You just fill it once a week like a camel.
Anyway, I don't know how we started talking about that. That was really ridiculous. I went on.
We've been talking for 60 minutes.
We need to just say thanks to our next sponsor. And then we'll do a truck of the day soon too. It's Liquid IV. Oh my God. Speak of the freaking devil. Liquid IV. There's something I want more than one sip of.
Yeah, me too. Well... Me.
Liquid IV. Ooh, guys, festival season's coming up. I don't go to those, but I bet you do because everyone does except for me.
I've been to Coachella twice.
Look at you, Coachella, man.
And I'm proud of it.
People love these festivals. They get all these cute outfits, but I guess it's like you have to plan all the outfits. You have all this fun dancing and partying, but it's like super hot. Like, you gotta stay hydrated, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially those ones because it's so dry and hot. Are you kidding?
It's festival season, and you gotta plan faster and be more efficient with your hydration.
Bring Liquid IV with you.
Yes, Liquid IV's got you covered with the prep before. Power through to the headliner and recover after the weekend. Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone and 3 times the electrolytes of traditional.
Do they mean the weekend, the singer, or like because you've been there
no,
for the
like
weekend?
No, you've been there for the weekend.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if Weekend's going to be there.
I don't know if he's going to be there either.
Anyway, we love Liquid IV. We talk about them all the time. We love them. It's fabulous. They've got this convenient packaging. They're delicious. And also they make you super popular. All of our friends try to steal our Liquid IV every day. They're like, we are popular because we have Liquid IV in our house. I'm not kidding.
I bought Girl Scout cookies last week with Liquid IV. I paid them in Liquid IV.
Wait, I believe you actually.
Yeah.
But that's
because it's worth more than... Than
well, that's
money,
certainly you're lying.
Than the U.S. Like, dollar. I am lying, but it is worth more than the U.S. dollar.
Anyway, that is Eric's opinion, not a fact. But just because I feel
allegedly,
like, I don't know, allegedly.
Is there some sort of legal
I don't know what
lease?
There is.
Are we going to be sued by the
Girl
Scouts? I don't
know, Liquid IV might be like, excuse me, we do not, we are not saying that we're worth more than the American dollar. That was Eric saying that, not me.
Allegedly.
Anyway, okay, moving on. Our favorite flavors, we've been loving. Of course, we always love passion fruit. Pina colada, super fun. Strawberry lemonade, delicious.
Guava.
I'm a fan of the grape. There's so many good ones. 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. There's 12 delicious, refreshing flavors to keep your hydration routine exciting. Contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. 3 times the electrolytes of a traditional sports drink made with premium ingredients, non-GMO, and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code RELAX at checkout. By the way, Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings in 50 plus countries around the world. Isn't that amazing?
By the way, they sent a bunch of it to us and they sent it to our old house.
Oh, we got to go get it.
I know. Our neighbors are so hydrated, right?
Okay, we got to go get it.
Not neighbors, our the new owners.
So yeah, you guys should definitely check it out. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code RELAX at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code RELAX at liquidiv.com. Okay, guys, it's that time, finally. Sorry I talked so long about something as stupid as like my bad Coca-Cola drinking habits when we could have been listening to Truck of the Day.
Oh, yes.
Flynn desperately wanted to do a Truck of the Day today. So here is Flynn's Truck of the Day. Flynn's Truck of the Day.
Oh, Truck of the Day. Truck of the Day.
Flynn's Truck of the Day.
Flynn's Truck of the Day.
Truck of the Day. Does my voice sound weird?
Yeah.
What does it kind of sound?
Scratchy.
Sounds scratchy. All right, dude. What's the truck of the day today?
A flatbed truck.
Oh, nice. What kind of flatbed truck?
One that carries a front loader.
I think that is so cool. Front end loader. Now, what is a front end loader do?
It picks up dirt.
Like lots of dirt or just a little bit of dirt?
Lots of dirt.
Really? Here, why don't you show it? I'll hold your mic for you and you can show it off.
This is my flatbed truck.
That's right. It's beautiful.
Yep, it carries a front end loader.
I know, it's so cool.
And look it.
That's pretty cool. How many wheels does it have?
22
wheels?
Yeah.
That's the most wheels I've ever heard of on a truck before. Have you ever had a truck with 22 wheels?
No.
This is the first one?
Yep.
Now, why is it called a flatbed truck? Is it because it's full of beds?
No, flatbed, but it doesn't have a winch.
It doesn't have a winch?
Mm-mm.
Hmm. Okay. Do most trucks have winches?
Some of them.
What's a winch?
A winch is like a tow hook.
Oh, like a hook, like a wrench. A winch wrench.
Yeah.
Got it. And it does. This one doesn't have a wrench, though.
No.
All right. Well, that's a pretty great truck of the day, dude.
I'll show you my next one.
Oh, we got two trucks of the day?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. It's a lucky day, folks. Two trucks of the day in one day. My goodness gracious. All right. What's this next one, Mr. Flynn Stocklin?
A front end loader. Front end loader.
A front end loader. And what color is this truck?
Yellow.
Yellow. And how many wheels does this one have?
Four.
So not as many as the last one.
Mm-mm.
Now, this one's the one that picks up the dirt, right?
Yeah.
Does it have any special things on it that you want to talk about?
Mm-hmm. This black piece is called a bucket.
And that's the part that does what?
Picks up the dirt.
Mm-hmm. And what other parts are there of that truck?
Right here is a hydraulic, and right here's a hydraulic.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. I never knew, Flynn, before I met you, I never knew what a hydraulic was. And when it twists like that, what is that because of?
Oh, inspendable.
Inspendable?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, Flynn. I love this truck.
Black wheels.
Flynn decided he wanted to do a truck of the day. So
are you trying to take my job?
No.
Flynn's trying to take Eric's job here.
Are you trying to take my job?
Yeah, he's taking his job. We're doing a truck of the day. Right, Flynn?
What truck is it?
Front end loader.
Oh, my favorite.
Okay. Next one, hydraulic cover.
Oh, hydraulic cover. So
hydraulic
not only does it
piston.
Have piston. What's a hydraulic piston?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Flynn, that's pretty cool. So it's not only does this truck have hydraulics, but it also has hydraulic covers and hydraulic pistons.
Hydraulic covers, but no hydraulic pistons.
No hydraulic pistons. Oh, disappointing. Flynn.
What?
If you could be a truck, what kind of truck would you be?
I would want to be a grapple truck.
Why?
Because they're cool.
What does a grapple truck do?
Pick up junk.
Picks up junk?
Dumps it in the bin.
Ooh, so it's kind of like a garbage truck?
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever even seen a grapple truck. What color is it?
Yellow.
Oh, so you'd want to be a grapple truck. Do you know what I'd want to be?
What?
I'd want to be a road zipper.
Road zipper, me too.
Those look kind of fun.
They do.
Are you all done with truck of the day or do you got more to talk about?
Got more to talk about, but next one.
Okay, what's the next one going to be, bro? All right, what's the next truck of the day, bro?
A taxi.
A taxi? What's a taxi do?
Picks up people and put them to different places.
That's right. Have you ever been in a taxi?
No.
Now, if you were to go in a taxi, where would you tell them to take you?
The grandma's house.
The grandma's house. Where else?
Airport.
To the airport? Because you want to fly on an airplane?
Uh-huh.
That'd be fun, huh? We're going to go on an airplane together very soon. That's going to be kind of fun. Flynn's going to come with us to the shows in Colorado and New Mexico.
And doors open.
Yep, doors open. More importantly.
Wheels spin.
Wheels spin. Very important. That's important for a car to work.
Back doesn't open.
Uh-oh.
Hood doesn't open.
Did you just toot?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hood doesn't open.
The hood doesn't open. Uh-oh.
Doors open.
The doors open. This is a very important deciding.
Back door doesn't open.
It doesn't.
No.
It's a big deciding factor for Flynn when picking out trucks if the doors open.
Okay, next.
Another one? Okay, one more. All right, now what do you have, Flynn?
A book.
A book? I thought this was truck of the day.
No, this is a catalog.
Oh, it's a catalog? So is it catalog of the day?
Yeah.
Flynn has a tiny little catalog of trucks, toy trucks that he loves. It's like his favorite thing in the whole world.
Wow.
Okay,
the first one.
Okay.
First one that I like is this one.
What is that?
It's a flatbed truck.
Nice.
I don't know how much dollars it is.
I don't know how much dollars it is either.
Okay, on the next page.
Okay.
Okay, extraction vehicles again.
Okay.
Okay, this is a front end loader, and I want it.
You want it?
And I want that one, too.
Is that a front end loader as well?
No, that's a bulldozer. That's a front end loader, similar.
Yeah, I have a hard time telling those apart.
A flatbed truck that had tobacco.
Whoa, cool.
It's the same. Look it.
Oh, nice.
Bye-bye.
An abrupt ending from Mr. Flynn. He had to go to the potty. So thank you for listening to Flynn's Truck of the Day / Flynn's Catalog of the Day.
Flynn's Truck of the Day.
How fabulous is that kid? He's just the best.
He's the absolute best person I've ever known.
Well, what about your other kids? What about me?
Well, yeah, I mean, tied. You're all tied.
We've got some great kids.
Things like that. Everything he says, he makes me laugh like harder.
I know, he's so
than
funny.
Than anyone, no offense.
He's so funny. He's so great. I love him so much.
Every day I cackle. Yeah. I belly laugh.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Constantly. He's the best.
Well, I don't know how many more of those we'll get in the future. People keep saying trucks will be a phase for him, but like he is not, that ain't no phase. He knows everything about trucks and he loves trucks is all he wants to talk about.
I learned things. He said the word reticulating the other day. About
I know.
And I was like, what's
today? What he said, what was he say? What did he say in the truck of the day? He said some word I'd never heard.
I wasn't here. I don't know.
You were. You came in and
oh,
he was.
Oh, that in the part. Oh, was he was talking about the hydraulic piston or something?
Yeah, there's something like that. I was like, what are you talking about? Anyway, he's great. And you guys, we have a lot more fun stuff in this episode that we can't wait to get to. But first, we want to say thanks to our next sponsor.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing. We're always changing. We're always trying to be better. Therapy can be about deepening your self-awareness and understanding because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk through things. And this is something that has helped me greatly as my life has grown and changed from being a kind of self-obsessed actor idiot into being a parent of three and trying to just and trying and wanting I should say, to be a better person and the best person I can be for myself and my family. And you learn a lot of tools in therapy and you learn a lot of things about yourself. And I think it's great. If you are thinking of starting therapy, I would suggest that you give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And switch therapists anytime, you know, if you want to, for any additional charge, if it's not a good fit. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/relaxwithme to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/relaxwithme.
Okay, guys, we have really bad news. Sorry, but somehow that we just recorded an entire segment and it didn't record. So I'm really sad because it was fun.
We were chatting. Sorry.
But the reason I'm sad is because my voice is so close to just being completely gone and it's painful. So like you might have to just take over, Lovey, and I'll just look at you lovingly.
Okay.
Okay. So let's hear what you got to say.
I had another thing I wrote down.
Okay, what is it?
That needs to relax, I think. And it's kind of broad.
Okay.
But the idea of technology.
Yeah, that is broad.
It's too much. It's too much. I saw a commercial for a car that is a bunch of people like tapping their knees and clapping and tapping their knees and clapping. And then it gets to the end of the commercial and it's like, we got the best new driverless car on the market. And I was like, are we doing more driverless cars? Like are all car companies now trying to have driverless cars? Are people not driving anymore? Are we not driving cars? And I just feel like we're in these, big metal machines that go fast and that we, you know, and we were tested and we were permitted and then tested, you know, both in like a written test, you know, question and answer test, and then a physical driving test. Like we should be operating these motor vehicles. Like we shouldn't, right?
I think so.
I don't know. So it made me nervous because like everyone I see on the road now is either, 80% of them I feel like are texting while they're driving. Cause I see people like they're looking down and then they're looking up. I feel like, you know, I'm watching you. I'm looking around. You know what I mean? I make eye contact with people. And, I worry that there are driverless cars. I don't feel safe about that. It's not something that I want. I feel like we should be driving cars.
Yeah.
Not,
I agree.
Not that cars should be driving themselves.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Maybe it's just that I'm, old and scared and I'm a geriatric millennial. What am I?
Are you a Gen X?
No.
What's Gen X?
What's millennial?
I don't know. I think you might.
What
be.
Are you?
I'm a millennial.
I don't really know what I am.
Let's look it up. What years are millennials? Okay. Let's.
It's so bad. Yeah. But we also have a toilet. There's one particular toilet in this house that was here when we bought it and it functioned on its own. It's like we walk in and it lifts the seat and then you sit down and then it like you hit a button and it'll shoot water at parts and you hit another button and it'll blow hot air at parts. And I'm like, this is too much. Like you're a toilet. Like you had your, I feel like, you know, the inventors of this object had kind of thought it out and we got to a good place and now we're just overthinking it. And this could cost lives, not particularly on the toilet, but more so in cars. Like it scares me. Makes me nervous. What am I?
A millennial, but barely.
I'm a millennial, but so I'm a geriatric.
Yeah.
Millennial. Oh, I feel like that's an embarrassing thing to be.
I'm really sorry that I keep coughing into the microphone. I'm so sorry. I feel bad about that. I know it's like so obnoxious to listen to. I feel terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, you're fine. Everybody loves you. Like literally everyone loves you.
That is.
I love you.
Definitely not true, but you
look
love
at
me.
The internet. Everyone loves you.
Well, I will say that you love me and my kids love me and that makes me very happy.
That's very true.
They're great. Those kids. I like them a lot.
Our kids?
Yeah.
I think they're the best.
They're just wonderful.
Of kids, you know?
They're so funny these days.
I love
when Wesley gets in his really talkative moods.
Yeah.
And he's just like, what? He's loud when he's talkative. He's so loud.
Yeah. And he's got like those six words that he really loves.
Are you kidding? He has a billion words. Six?
Well, I mean, he has his six like go-to words. And so when you can tell he really wants to talk, he's like, I got these six words. And so he just on repeat, just say the six words over and over again. Like,
I think.
And then he's like, right, guys, am I right?
He's super advanced because he doesn't just say the words. He says, it's a, like he goes, it's an apple.
Yeah, he understands.
It's a car. Like he says a sentence. Like that's crazy.
Right.
So yeah, Sheree has like his faves. You say his faves. I keep coughing.
His favorite words are apple, water.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
All done.
No, he says onion.
Onion, like Arrested Development, that character. Yeah.
Yes, Korean. Hello.
Yeah, onion.
Onion.
But that's what he thinks is he's saying is all done. Up.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't say up that much, but yeah, I guess he does. He does like the word up.
But he kind of acts like he's like. Like Jerry Seinfeld, like doing a comedy routine. He's like, it's a ball. It's a water.
It's a ball.
Like, you know
it's
what I mean?
Apple.
It's like, it's an apple. So
it's
he'll
a
just,
car. He loves car.
He'll be like, yeah, it's a car. So like he knows it's a, and he knows these six words.
He knows a lot
and
more words than that.
When he's getting attention, he'll like say all these words, but like as if it's like a routine. Yeah. It's really great. I love it.
In the mornings, I love, he wakes me up by going, he'll stand up in his little crib in my room and he'll look around on the ground. And he'll say what he sees, but he goes, uh-oh, it's a car. Uh-oh, a car. Uh-oh, a ball. Uh-oh, a ball. Uh-oh, a car. Uh-oh, a book. Uh-oh. He just starts like screaming, uh-oh, and says everything he sees in the room.
Yeah.
He says Elmo a lot, and that's the cutest thing I've ever heard in my freaking life.
Oh, yeah, he says Elmo.
He says Elmo a lot.
Today, right. He knows more than six words. He knows eight.
Today, I showed him a cow, stuffed animal. And he said moo, a
he
cow.
He knows a lot of words.
I showed him a pig. He goes, I showed him a duck. He said a duck, quack, quack. And his quack is spectacular.
I don't know. Yeah, his quack is great.
Oh,
his
my God.
Quack is like.
His quack is incredible.
He screams it.
He like growls. He's like.
It's like a method quack.
Like I can't do it because I'm so sick, but like he's like.
Well, you just did
it's
it.
It's the craziest sound. It's so funny. And he has a lot of words, but he does have favorites.
Yeah. And he looks to you for, I love that he like searches when he's happy about something. He like searches for you for like a shared experience.
Oh yeah. If someone new walks in the room, he has to show them everything in the room.
Yeah. So he's like I love that he's like a communal,
Flynn was like that,
like shared energy person. He like wants, he's like inclusive.
Totally.
And I feel like it's a really good sign how inclusive he is. And I love that about him as I get to know him.
Yeah. Flynn was like that for sure. And Maisie's not like that, but Maisie, she's a talker and she knows a lot of words. She surprises me every day. It's not like with Flynn, with Wesley, I feel like both the boys, it would be like, oh, we'd show them a ball and be like, a ball, ball, ball. And eventually they'd go, oh, ball, you know, or whatever. You talk with them about something and then they say,
yeah, but Maisie
would just like surprise you. Today, she picked up a thing of Play-Doh and she goes, Play-Doh. I was like, how? You've never played with Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Because I don't let her, obviously, because I'm like, would she eat it? You know, I don't let her play with Play-Doh. But she picked a Play-Doh and she knew what it was and she said Play-Doh to me.
Yeah.
I was like, how do you know this word? This happens with Maisie all the time. The other night I went out and she looked up at the moon. She goes, the moon.
Yeah.
I was like, are you kidding?
She's a sponge, that kid. Very perceptive.
Yeah, she really is.
And so joyful. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
So happy. And she knows so many things.
Yeah. Wesley does too. They're just different in how they express all the things. They both are very, very articulate. They both know a bajillion words.
Yeah.
And they're very close to walking. It's terrifying.
Right. But Maisie the other day to me, she was like, did you hear about the Trump indictment? And I was like,
literally, I think that's what she's saying. Sometimes.
How did she know about the Trump indictment?
Sometimes
you're
Maisie,
one, but yeah.
Maisie talks to me sometimes and I feel like that's what she's doing. She's like, she's like, you know what I mean? Like that's how she's talking. Like, whereas the boys have always felt like they were like frustrated. They couldn't get the words out. Maisie's like, no, I'm saying it right.
Right.
You just aren't hearing
she's,
it.
She's yeah. She's like, they're like frustrated that like, we don't understand them to where she's like, you guys are idiots that you don't.
And she's like, you're missing out.
Like, yeah.
Anyway, we're going to say thanks to our next sponsor.
Let's do it.
which is the wonderful.
You need.
Indeed.
If you are trying to hire, think about someone who has changed your life for the better. How incredible would it be if your company could find more of those life-changing people right now when you needed them? If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for a candidate with the right skills when you can do it all right here on Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Do you hate waiting? Indeed's U.S. data shows over 80% of Indeed employees find quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job's description the moment they sponsor a job. Something that I love about Indeed is that instant match feature. You know, you're not kind of sifting through all these things. You log on, you put a post for a person that you're looking to employ, and they instantly have very good quality candidates that, you know, like they said, will change your life maybe. Indeed knows when you're growing your own business, you have to make every dollar count. That's why with Indeed, you only pay for quality applications that match your must-have job requirements. Visit Indeed.com/relax to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/relax, Indeed.com/relax. You need to hire? You need Indeed.
Love you. We haven't talked at all about my weekend and everything that happened on tour.
Tell me some stories.
Okay. There are so many things I could tell you.
I'm sure.
But one of the things I want, well, first of all, the one thing I just remembered because I saw a video of it is, you know, when I do like, there's part of the show where I have like a shirt that has like a fake butt attached to it.
Uh-huh.
And I like, you know, dance around with like this butt thing on the back of my shirt, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's like a quick change moment. And I ran to put on the quick change. I put it on and I start to run out on stage and realize the butt is in the front. And I was like, what do I do? Because basically
it's like a
fake looking dumb butt. It's like, WAP. So I like pretend to like fake WAP, twerking, TikTok WAPing dance thing. So it's like a TikTok dance medley. So there's a bunch of other songs prior, right. And that's like a reveal.
And then you turn around.
So it's like I do a bunch of TikTok dances
this plastic
and stuff.
Butt on.
Yeah. And then I like in the middle of the song, like turn around to reveal that I've been wearing this plastic butt the whole time. So I walk on stage and realize it's on the front.
The butt's in the front.
And I was like, what do I do? So I like,
how have you not told me this yet?
I haven't told you anything. This isn't even the best story of the weekend, but I like, I dig my elbow and I like push it behind my back as I'm walking on stage. So I have like a T-Rex arm. Okay, because like my elbow is holding the butt on the back, which is the first thing I thought of.
It shows dexterity. That's good.
And so then I've got a T-Rex arm and I'm doing the dance. And I was like, I don't know that they'll notice. But then I was like, wait, what's my plan here? Because I can't like turn around and reveal the butt on my back because it's on my side under my elbow.
Oh my
God. So like
God.
I have to reveal the butt on my stomach. Like I didn't know what to do. So I just I do the dances like with a T-Rex arm on one side, like trying to hold the butt.
How many dances is it before the butt is revealed? Like how many
like
moments?
Four things.
My God.
It's quick though. You know, Miranda, it's like 3 seconds, 10 seconds, 5 seconds, 20 seconds, you know, whatever. So it gets to the butt part and I turn around because I was like, turn around to twerk or whatever. And I was like, this is not funny. There's like no joke to this because it's like Miranda doesn't really twerk. And so it's just like my back's audience. And I was like, okay. So I turned back around to show them the front and no one laughs because they're like, what is that on her stomach? It's like a butt pregnancy. Like, what is it? And I just kind of point to it and my bro character just kind of like smile. I'm like, I don't know. Just kind of shrugged. No one laughed. No one knew what was going on. And I just took it off. I was like, oh my God, it was such a fail.
That's so funny.
It was so bad. But anyway.
I'm so sad I missed that.
That was just the only thing I can remember right now because I just saw a video of it. But
I love hearing stories about your tour. Like when it goes really great, like it makes me so happy. But when you say something went horribly, hysterically wrong, I'm so sad that I missed it.
That was pretty bad. But there was a lot of great stuff that I just don't even remember any of it now, but like the shows were really fun, even though like, I mean, the worst part was that I've lost my voice. So in Memphis, I did Popra and I don't even know that I told you this yet, but like I sing the end of the show, I sing Popra. The very last note is like
it's a very high note.
It's
like an operatic version of a bunch of pop songs.
Very Popra. High final soprano note that I like sing out. And my voice was feeling very hoarse and tired that day, but like, I've never not been able to sing a note. I've sounded bad because like my voice was hoarse, but like, and I kind of didn't sound my best, you know, it was not very great. But then I get to that moment, I was like, I just got to push through. So I get to Watermelon Sugar, that part. Oh my God, did you hear about that? Mm-hmm. And then I go to sing the high note. And I get up high to the high note and I hit it. And then immediately my voice was like, no, thank you. So I hit it, but it was like, oh, and like just croaked. And I like kind of was like shook it off. I was like, that was kind of weird. So I take a deep breath to do the final like note.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing comes out?
Not a sound, not even a croak.
That must be so weird as an audience member. I'm sure they were so forgiving and understanding
so
though.
Bad. And so I just started, I was like, well, this is the final moment of the show. This is like, hit the final note, lights, everyone's like clapping and screaming. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much for coming to the show. Bow, run off the stage. Like, this is a final moment.
And you're just giving them mime?
And I
you're
didn't just miming. Sit. Nothing came out. Yeah. So like the song ends and they're not screaming, clapping because they're like, what just happened?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do? I can't walk off the stage. So I was just laughing. And I was like, nothing came out. And I was like, that's
did you say that?
I was like, that was so weird. I was like, wait. I was so, can I try? I have to try that again. Hold on. I could do it. And I go, and I see a cappella. Watermelon sugar.
You did?
And I try to do it. Go to the scene. I know nothing. So then I'm laughing and doing again. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I literally can't. What's going on? I was like, I can't sing. And the audience is laughing, but they're also like, has she gone insane? Like, what is she doing?
Yeah. Also, is she like, okay?
It's like, this is so weird. I was like, this is so awkward. This is supposed to be like the big final moment and I can't do it. I was like, can you guys do me a favor? Everyone, pull out your phones and film this for me. And then when I don't hit the high note, can you scream like I did so that people see it online and they're very confused? And they did. They all played along. Like everyone's phones went up and I haven't seen
so
a video
did
it
three
of it.
Times?
Yeah. I didn't do the whole popper, just the last section.
Yeah.
Nothing came out. And they have filmed it and like they cheered and like I just laughed. It was like a good night. But then I felt so bad that like I ended the show so terribly. I was like, I can't end the show like this.
It sounds like a one of a kind experience. It doesn't sound terrible.
I was like, I cannot end the show like this. This is so embarrassing. So I was like, I know there must be a song that I can sing. So I got my ukulele out and I sang the song about Flynn's emotions, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because that one's a little lower in my register and I was able to croak it out.
But but it's in the show. So you must have cut it.
No, I cut that months ago from the show.
Oh, okay.
So I knew I had it on my computer and that I could play it. So uh-huh. I was like, okay, let's do this. So that's how I ended the show. And the audience was very forgiving. But anyway, that's
wild.
A nightmare.
And just on the fly, he found it on the computer. And
no, I had to go backstage. So the girl that I brought up for earlier in the show to like during the woman medley, the little girl, there's a sweet little girl. Probably like
did you bring her back on stage?
Yeah, I was like, I have to go backstage to find the song. So where are you? Come on stage. I like called her up. I was like, here, entertain the audience. I'll be right back.
I'm so sad I missed this.
And I don't even know what she did because I was frantically trying to find the stuff on stage. But I know it was silent when I came out. So like, I don't know if she didn't say anything. But yeah, that happened. But what I wanted to say is this was the most important thing to me of everything that happened this weekend. So on tour, I only eat cold, soggy food. Like, and happily, because like, I love tour, I don't care. But it's like, you're doing a sound check whenever they, you know, I get lunch delivered or whatever, like I order lunch or whatever. And it sits kind of in my dressing room because there's problems that go awry, whatever. And so then when you finally get your food, it's been sitting there for an hour. And the same thing after the shows, like we'll order dinner and it'll be in the dressing room. But then like, you know, it's been there for an hour or two. So it's always kind of cold and soggy, whatever, which is fine. Don't care. It is what it is. It's,
yeah,
that's
I can
part
tell you're
life.
Not mad about it at all. Yeah.
No, it's just like part of tour. Like, as you know, like
yeah, you
when you tour,
it.
It's just kind of everyone on tour talks about like when you tour, you're just used to eating cold food. Like, it's just kind of how it is. It's kind of like just being a parent. Anyway, there was one meal I got that was warm and lovey.
What was it?
It was amazing. Across the street from our venue was like a diner, like a Southern diner. And I ordered a few things from there. But the most important thing I ordered was buttermilk biscuits and gravy with homemade jam. When I tell you
Wait,
it's the
jam on biscuits with gravy?
Love. I know.
What?
Makes no sense.
Biscuits and gravy, sure, but
yep.
Or biscuits and jam, sure.
I know.
Together?
I'm telling you.
What kind of jam?
I am telling you. It was the best thing I've eaten in 2023 so far. And probably 2022.
Whoa.
It was
Answer my question. What kind of jam? Apricot?
It was a homemade
raspberry?
Strawberry, I think either strawberry or raspberry. It was seedy, but it was homemade for sure. Homemade because they sold it. They sold it in jars at this diner. They were like, "You have our homemade jam. You can buy it for $300 a jar." So it was like a famous jam. But the biscuits were like the
$300
most.
$300 a jar?
I'm joking. I'm saying like they were very expensive.
Sorry.
The most perfectly cooked Southern buttermilk biscuits. Holy smokes. And they were hot. Like they had just cooked those mother truckers. And then piping hot, delicious, goopy, thick gravy. Oh my God. And then with, I'm telling you, I had a wonderful weekend performing and I love performing and I love meeting everyone who comes to shows.
That's all you care about?
No, that's not all I care about, but it was the best part of my weekend.
Was that one? Where'd you eat it?
I mean, I'm not being serious. Backstage? I was backstage in my dressing room by myself, just like
eating,
freaking out.
Biscuits with gravy and jam on
it. And I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, love. It's how they served it there.
I think it's because it was the only thing warm you had.
No, it was amazing.
Okay. Well, we'll have to go there. Where was it?
It was in Nashville.
Nashville. Okay.
It was incredible.
Can we make it at home?
I literally bought biscuits and gravy tonight.
I saw that.
From the grocery store. Because I was like, that. I need to eat this again.
You know what? I bought raspberry jam last night.
Well, we're going to go and eat that. And we're going to leave you with Flynn's second truck of the day that he insisted on doing. Yes.
There's more?
So we're ending the episode with Flynn's second truck / snack of the day. Enjoy, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Flynn's truck of the day.
All right. We're back with another truck. Snack day? Snack of the day?
Yeah.
I thought we were doing another trick of the day.
I wanted to do a snack of the day.
Okay. I guess we're doing a snack of the day. Flynn ran in here to me and said he wanted to do another truck of the day. And then I guess he just changed his mind. And now he wants to do a snack of the day. But he was going to do a skid steer. But I guess that idea is now out the window because he suddenly decided he'd rather have a snack of the day. So, which I'm not opposed to. A snack sounds wonderful right now. So hopefully we get that snack here in a moment and can continue on with snack / truck / catalog of the day. It looks like Flynn has come back.
I was going to be tree bars, but instead it was Gushers.
Gushers? I didn't even know we had Gushers at our house. I used to eat Gushers when I was a little girl. You like Gushers?
Yeah.
All right. So that's the snack of the day?
Yeah.
Now, in case someone doesn't know what a Gusher is, can you explain what a Gushers is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's white that has juice in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we eat it and swallow the whole thing.
Is it crunchy or chewy?
Chewy.
Is it sweet or spicy?
Sweet.
Is it like candy or is it like healthy food?
Candy.
Yeah, it's yummy, huh?
This is a blue Gusher.
All right, taste it. Tell me how it is, buddy.
Good.
Can I have one? What color?
Only one.
Okay, what color?
Red.
Oh, thank you. Can I have it? Ah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, baby. That is delicious. Now, what truck did you want to do?
A skid steer.
What kind of skid steer, though? A forklift skid steer? Dump truck skid steer.
Can't know I have a dump truck skid steer.
Oh, silly mama. What kind of skid steer is it?
A street sweeper.
And what does a street sweeper skid steer do?
Street to sweep.
It streets the sweep, y'all. It streets the sweep.
A double.
You got a double Gusher? Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. Red and orange Gushers stuck together. A double Gusher.
Yep, a double Gusher. Doing two eating at the same time is tricky.
It is kind of tricky. Thanks for watching Snack of the Day, right?
And Truck of the Day.
And Truck of the Day. This segment is
Trash of the Day.
Oh, and now we have Trash of the Day. The Gusher packet is now the Trash of the Day.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.